many fourth graders are required to study their state's history. If you live in Indiana, you probably studied this name. Perhaps all of us should know the name and the story behind them. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
If you attended fourth grade in Indiana, there's a good chance you know his name, or at least studied it for a test. Joanna Hahn hopes others will recognize the story of Levi and Catherine Coffin.
We get people from all over the country who visit our site who are just amazed that a story like this exists. And I get comments all the time, how is it a man of his stature hasn't had a movie made of himself?
Joanna Hahn is speaking of Levi and Catherine Coffin. It's estimated the couple directly helped at least 2,000 people seeking freedom. They spent 20 years of their lives in Fountain City, Indiana. Levi wrote a book in the 1870s about his life's secretive work.
He actually went in 1844 with Catherine to Canada. So many slaves, as soon as they reached over that Canadian border, their journey ended. They were free people. So there were many what we would call free black villages or settlements in that part of Canada. So he wanted to go see, have their lives really gotten better.
His trip was one of mixed emotions.
In fact, he reflects in his book that he felt embarrassed because so many people recognized he and Catherine and could remember them on a first name basis, but he had helped so many people. He couldn't remember everybody's names.
You can learn about the Coffin story here at their home in Fountain City. However, Joanna says there are many things they still would like to learn.
His wife, Catherine, was just as instrumental. Unfortunately, we don't have anything from her side, her perspective, from her voice. Levi was kind enough to write a book for us, but nobody asked his wife, hey, you were just as involved in this. I bet your story is just as great. And we think more of her perspective would focus on the day-to-day interactions with the slaves in their homes. How did their family interact? I can't answer questions about how did the slaves go to the bathroom. Those are the kind of details Levi doesn't tell us.
It's a place to appreciate the bravery and courage of those helping others to obtain freedom. Traveling the Countryside, in Fountain City, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.